Okay, Machshirin Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Chavis Shemaleya Peros Unasuna Latoch HaMashkin. So if you have a barrel that's filled with fruit or produce, and you put it inside and was placed in liquid, O Maleya Mashkin Unasuna Latoch Peros. Or you have a barrel filled with water, and you put it near produce, Vishavu Kol Sheshavu B'chiyutan. And it got wet, and it gets wet, it's going to B'chiyutan, and is therefore Hechshir L'Kabel Tuma. So Rav points out, we must be talking about a barrel that is made of some porous material, such as earthenware or certain kinds of stone, because only those kind of barrels will liquid get out, either getting out from the from the barrel filled with water to the fruit, or the fruit's on the inside and the water's on the outside, the liquid's on the outside and it's getting in. So if it gets wet because it's nearby and it's porous and it touches it, it's now considered b'chiyutan. Mishnah qualifies, this is only true with wine, water, wine, and vinegar. Only of the seven mashkim, of the seven kinds of liquids that affect tumah, affect hechshir kabel tumah, only those three will actually go through the walls, will permeate the porous walls of the vessel and get things wet, or the other ones do not. The obvious question is, if that's true, maybe in normal circumstances, but why, if the other liquids didn't go through, if they actually did go through, why wouldn't they affect the Kabel Tumah? And the answer to that is because that's not considered B'chiyutan. We noted earlier that in order to be B'chiyutan, that's something that you want to happen. So since those liquids generally doesn't go through, and so even if it happened to actually go through the porous walls, it would not be B'chiyutan because it's not normally what happens. Well, wine, water, vinegar, it's expected, and therefore it's considered Baratzon, and therefore considered considered B'chiyutan. Nechemiah Matar B'kidneyus, She'in HaKidneyus Sho'eves. Nechemiah allowed certain kinds of legumes, such as beans or peas or that kind of thing, because those don't generally absorb anything, and therefore it's not considered Beratzon. If they do get wet, they don't really absorb anything, so that's not considered B'chiyutan. So that's Rav Nechemiah's opinion, but we do not paskin that way. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. So Mishnah Gimel, Harode Pas Chama Unasna Al Pi Chavis Shayayin, Rav Meir Mitame. So I remove a hot loaf of bread from an oven, I place it on top of a barrel of wine. So we're talking about a loaf of bread that was made with fruit juice instead of with water, usually of water in the bread, and in which case the bread would be considered B'chiyutan, because now it's wet, Gehechshir L'Kabel Tumah. Here I use fruit juice, and therefore it's not considered, has no liquid in it that make it hechshir l'kabel tumah. But now I put it, while it's still hot, on a barrel of wine, and the question is, will it absorb some of the liquid from the wine and now make the bread hechshir l'kabel tumah? And Rav Meir holds that it does, and Rav Yossi holds it does not. So I'm sorry, Rav Meir holds that it's metame, and Rav Yehuda holds it's metayer. That's the first explanation that the Rav offers. The second explanation is we're actually talking about if the barrel of wine was tameh. The question is, will the loaf of bread become tameh as a result of that tameh wine? Will it absorb the liquid underneath? And Rav Meir says it does, and Rav Yehuda says it does not. So those are the two explanations of the Mishnah. Are we talking about hechshir l'kabel tumah? It's kind of ambiguity in this parak in general. Does tameh mean actual tumah, or it means that it has hechshir l'kabel tumah? So Rav's first explanation, we're talking about whether it become wet hechshir l'kabel tumah. And the second, are we actually talking about being tameh? Will become tameh from the tameh barrel of wine underneath it? Rav Yossi makes a distinction whether we're talking about wheat bread or barley bread. He says wheat bread is tahar and barley bread is tameh because barley is absorbs more than wheat does, and so that's the distinction he makes because it's the question of whether it actually absorbs, and he says wheat will not absorb, but barley does absorb. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel.